That is the sound of the Chineke Orchestra playing the invigorating opening movement of Samuel Coleridge Taylor's Othello. Chineke is one of Europe's top orchestras and also the first majority black and ethnically diverse orchestra in Europe. Chineke is on a 10-day debut tour of the United States. It's playing in Boston, Michigan, and Lincoln Center in New York. The group was founded in 2015 by the influential double bass player Chichi Nwanekwu, and she had a big goal in mind: to bring opportunities to young black and ethnic minority classical musicians in the UK and Europe, and to highlight music long overlooked. Let's bring in the founder and mastermind herself, Chichi Nwanekwu. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Chichi, you founded this orchestra and its partner foundation almost 8 years ago. Can you take us back to the origin story? Was there a moment or two when you decided, I need to start something here?
It sort of all happened in a sort of flash and a moment, a light bulb moment, when having had a three-decade career as a double bassist and a principal double bassist with a London orchestra, I, of course, was aware that I was always the only black person on the stage, the only person of color. And I had never visited the reason why, and I had never entered into a conversation, even though I was aware of it. It wasn't something that anyone was talking about, or would I even dare raise the subject? And the light bulb moment happened when the previous culture minister, Ed Vasey, who had interestingly had been calling me into his office in Westminster to ask me precisely that question about why did he only ever see me, meaning the only black person on the stage, playing classical concerts regularly. I bumped into him on the way to the Kinshasa concert, so he invited me to join him at the pre-concert reception. And so it was at that reception when I saw that I was the only black person at the reception as well. And it was ironical, really, because this was to celebrate the Kinshasa Orchestra's 20th anniversary. Yeah. I didn't know that a black orchestra even existed. And there I was, the elephant in the room. I hadn't even been invited, but I popped the bubble by being there. I realized, you know, I spent as much time watching the audience as well as watching the orchestra, looking at the looks of incredulity on the faces of the audience. And as I walked back to the train station after that concert, I realized this is the 21st century. It should not be a novelty, surely, that more than one black face on the stage playing Beethoven.
As you have mentioned in interviews, it's not for lack of talent. It's not for lack of top graduates from the conservatories of black and ethnically diverse musicians. So when you decide to form this group, how does it go to recruit the musicians, to get the funding for this? I mean, did it come together quickly, or were there challenges?
Oh, there were challenges, all right. But I called the heads of all the organizations in the country, conservatoires and concert halls. And Jude Kelly, who was artistic director at the South Bank at the time, wanted to speak to me very, very quick. And I mean, 2 days after, you know, I had the light bulb moment. And she said, look, you go and find your orchestra and we are going to launch you right here at the South Bank Center. And it was incredible to have so much confidence and faith and belief coming from the artistic director of the South Bank Center. Mm. And I just set about trying to find players and trying to, you know, be introduced to people who might be interested in helping to raise some funds. And I literally spoke to all the principals of all the conservatoires across the country, asking them about their alumni and or the teachers of previous students, because I didn't know anyone. I'd only worked with three opera singers and two viola players of color in the UK, which is pretty shocking. And then one person would lead to another person. And plenty of people said to me, oh, Chichi, you'll never be able to do this because it's not really your sort of music, is it? I was alarmed by that.
And these not comments, your kind of music.
Exactly. And these comments were coming to me and shocking me because I'd never had these conversations before. And I very quickly realized that it was not about a lack of talent. The talent was everywhere. It was clearly down to no opportunity for these players. And you know what? During that year, not only did I realize I'm going to be able to field an orchestra here, you know what? I'm going to create two orchestras. There's enough talent around. I'm going to start a junior orchestra at the same time. There was a time when I thought, gosh, okay, I found 25 players. I found 40 players, you know, and it was the case of what repertoire are we going to play in the first concert? But, you know, that as the players grew, the possibility grew for our repertoire. And we opened with Coleridge Taylor's Ballade in A Minor, because I knew right from the start that I was not interested in walking on stage with beautiful musicians of colour, and then everything else just remained completely Caucasian.
Samuel Coleridge Taylor. He was a Black British composer in the late 19th, early 20th century. Tragic end to his life. He died in his 30s of pneumonia, yeah. And I gather he lived a rather poor life because he rarely benefited from the royalties to his music, not particularly well known until your group helped to bring his name to the rest of us. Why is it so important to include his music?
What a masterful composer he was. And he won a music scholarship to the Royal College of Music at the age of 15 on the violin. And the principal of the Royal College of Music at that time felt that every student at the Royal College of Music should study composition. And that's where Coleridge Taylor started his composition. Mm. And some of those pieces on the album, for example, the Nonet. He wrote that nonet, Coleridge Taylor. That's Opus 2. That was the second piece of music he wrote. He was 17. It's quite stunning. And from that arrangement, you can already get a sense of a big orchestral landscape that he had in mind. Mm. And when the 62 musicians, Chineke walked into the room for the first time to rehearse, none of us had ever played a piece of Coleridge Taylor. That week, even though we were rehearsing, you know, Beethoven Symphony No. 7, the earworm, you know, in all the coffee breaks and lunch breaks of the rehearsals, everybody was singing bits of the beautiful melodies from the Coleridge Taylor Ballade in A Minor. And I think there was an intensive feeling of joy, pride, and sadness all at the same time that week. Sorry, I'm getting a bit upset now, but that week is just coming, flooding back, just talking to you about, you know, when we first walked into that room and met each other for the first time, all of these players of colour, because, you know, those first moments when we all set eyes on each other for the first time. And so everybody was throwing their arms around each other and introducing themselves to each other. And there's this incredible feeling that happened in that room on that first day. And then when we finally were able to go to our seats and sit down, for the first time in all of our careers, all we had to think about was the music.
Thank you for sharing the moment, the emotion. We can all hear it in your voice, how much it means, not just to you, but everyone in the room at that time. Finally, I just want to ask you, you know, you have seeded so much change in this next chapter. How do you think about what success looks like?
Oh, that's such a nice question. And, you know, I see things happening. For example, just in the UK, just this month, several of our top orchestras from the London Symphony Orchestra, the London Philharmonic Orchestra, Royal Scottish National Orchestra, they're all playing Coleridge Taylor, William Grant Still, Florence Beatrice Price. They're all including these composers now into their diet of repertoire. This, to me, makes my heart sing. And to begin with, you know, these orchestras were just giving us a call and saying, oh, could we borrow your Coleridge Taylor score, please, and your parts? We'd like to dip a toe in the water. And of course, I willingly lent our parts to them, even though I secretly thought, they don't want to risk paying to hire the parts from their publishers. But I was very happy that the fact that they were willing to try it. And of course, the result has been they've enjoyed it so much that they're looking for their own other pieces to play, which is what they're all doing now. And it's wonderful. These pieces of music, they need to be on everyone's curriculum everywhere and not just the organisations that are Black-led.
You're listening to the sound of the Chinecke Orchestra, who are on a debut tour of the United States. And I've had the pleasure to speak to Chichi Nwanaku, the orchestra's founder and double bass player. Chichi, what a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much and safe travels.
Thank you for having me.